This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. If you want, the number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Plus, you can join us on the Discord on-air call-in line room, which sounds almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us in a lot of cases. Just go to discord.lrn.fm, and you can hop in there whenever you get all registered and signed up for that, which is completely free. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We're going to talk about so-called toxic masculinity.
They quit specifying now. They quit pretending they were specifying. They're just admitting that they hate all masculinity now.
Okay, so apparently there's a university out there that is just telling males, hey, if you're being masculine, you need to check in for some help. Is the idea.
I'd like to know what masculinity is.
Well, maybe we'll get into that, but also over at Vox.com, there's a story about something that I had not heard of until this weekend called incel, I-N-C-E-L.
I had heard the word.
Did you know what it was?
Not until you told me moments ago.
Okay.
At which point we all cracked up.
It sounds like a really covert, like, CIA operation.
It does, like a cell, right? Like a terrorist cell or something like that. In fact, that's what Vox is going to try to have you, you know, believe here, is that this is some sort of a terrorist movement, because Alec Minassian, who is the man who killed Minassian, the man who killed 10 people by driving a van down a busy street in Toronto. I believe he ran up on the curb, if I recall the story correctly.
Yep.
But they're saying he's a terrorist. We know this, says Vox, because he told us so. On Tuesday afternoon, Facebook confirmed the authenticity of a post in his name in which he pledged allegiance to something called the Incel Rebellion. Now, this is not an organized militant group, but rather an ideal developed by the so-called incel movement.
Okay.
An online community of men united by their inability to convince women to have sex with them.
It's funny until you get run over by one.
Now, what I want to know is, from those out there, because we have encountered something that sounds kind of similar, at least on its face, about this, or to this. The MGTOW. Remember that one?
Yeah,
men going their own way. So,
which I like the sound of. I
this
mean,
sounds
that's
more
very, much more empowering than I can't get laid.
Yeah, MGTOW at least is like, well, I can't win at this game, whether that's my fault, whether that's somebody else's fault, peace. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, but
I don't know if the MGTOW has
silly.
I don't know if there's a violent component to MGTOW. It sounds like, you know, in that case, men just focusing on themselves. This sounds more like some really butthurt guys who are angry. Incel stands for involuntarily celibate, and I don't know if you can combine those two words together. Isn't celibacy normally a choice?
Celibacy is
a state,
the act or inaction of not having sex. Yeah.
All right. I always associated it with, like, monks or whatever. In fact, definition number one is abstaining. Definition number one here, Mark, is abstaining from marriage and sexual relations. So celibacy is a choice. These are people who want to have sex but are not able to for whatever reason.
Correct.
That's different than abstaining. And abstention is something that you choose to do.
Fine. You said definition number one, and usually definition number one is the best definition. I'm sure there are another definitions on down the line. And I think by saying involuntarily celibate, they are using two words that the average person understands, and they are creating a new term.
I don't know that people who are involuntarily celibate have a real good finger on what society understands and wants.
I like it. I'm down.
Some self-identified incels, as they call themselves, have developed an elaborate socio-political explanation for their sexual failures, one that centers on the idea that women are shallow, vicious, and only attracted to hyper-muscular men.
Okay.
They see this as a profound injustice against men like them who suffer an inherent genetic disadvantage through no fault of their own.
Are they leftist or not?
I'm not sure about that. We'll get deeper into this here in a moment. But I know that we read a story recently on the air.
You're pretty lame when it comes to the whole body, muscular thing. I mean, I've had girlfriends. You've had girlfriends in life. I mean, you don't now, right? Like, is that involuntary?
Moment,
no. I mean, would you call that involuntary?
I don't understand how that even...
I'm just trying to see whether or not you're one of these incel people and you don't even know it.
No, I'm definitely not upset or anything about that. But anyway, what I was going to say was we had a survey, and I don't know if it was last Monday or whenever it was we did it, but the survey was of American women. It was like 1,000 American women, and it was asking them, what are they looking for in a man? And presuming they're being honest, there was a small portion that wanted to see a man with a six-pack of abs, but a very small portion.
Comparative to people that want somebody who's approachable and funny.
Yeah. Or successful, confident, wealthy, those.
Successful didn't even seem that high on the list comparative to... Yeah.
Good sense of humor was up there.
They really just want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Want you to pay attention to them. I mean, who doesn't want people to pay attention to them?
Right.
I'm not saying it's that somebody remains really interesting after 3 or 6 months or maybe 50 years, I don't care. I mean, ultimately, you have to sort of be comfortable with yourself and your own skin, and wanting somebody to pay attention to you isn't necessarily indicative of that. But besides that, what women answered that they want somebody who pays attention and attempts to be funny and isn't all caught up in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it was really quite simple. They would like you to have a job. It wasn't even at the top of the list.
So the incel people see this as a profound injustice against men like them who suffer an inherent genetic disadvantage through no fault of their own.
My initial thought on this is if you say that no women want you, so you're involuntarily celibate, I suspect what you mean is the women you want to want you.
Yeah, this sounds a lot like sixes being mad they can't have tens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sixes probably is generous. I mean, if there are tens, then there are ones, right? Now, I don't know how to rate people. I mean, are we talking about, is it all ages get into the same rating? Does one click down the line, or are you a 10 for your age? I don't know.
I think for practical purposes, you'd group the ages of people who would be dating each other.
Yeah. I mean, I think that for practical...
I've never thought about it that much.
Indeed. There's, as one shouldn't, I mean, it's, I can see why these guys are frustrated. It's frustrating to not be able to get the mate that you want to get, but let's not forget that somebody out there is waiting in the wings for your attention right now. Somebody wishes that you would pay attention to them, and that somebody is probably, of the gender you're looking for. So what you're saying is that the people who want your attention are just not acceptable. That's completely different than being involuntarily celibate. That's an issue of taste and preference and all kinds of things. Yeah. Not worth killing anyone over, I can assure you.
A small radical fringe, according to Vox, believes that violence, especially against women, is an appropriate response, and that a, quote, incel rebellion or, quote, beta male uprising will eventually overturn the sexual status quo.
Yeah, that just sounds like rape with extra steps.
I'm curious as to how that would happen, but okay.
Yeah, I don't think violence is going to solve any of these problems.
No, people are generally not attracted to people that they're frightened
of. Right. That's not sexy for most people.
Yeah. Newsflash.
There are some people out there that apparently have rape fantasies.
Even those people, I think that you're supposed to establish an existing relationship and then have consensual violence, not just randomly get violently attacked.
Yeah,
it's a little bit different.
The vast majority of women who have rape fantasies don't actually want to be raped.
That's correct.
Right? It's just this sort of fantasy thing that. Yeah.
It's something about not being in control or whatever.
Yeah, something entirely different.
The Nation, this is the murderer, the guy that ran people down, is not the first to turn these violent fantasies into reality. In 2014, a sexually frustrated man named Elliot Roger killed 6 and wounded 14 in a shooting spree in Santa Barbara, California. He justified his actions in a lengthy and creepy manifesto sent to acquaintances and then widely shared online as retaliation against women as a group. Or refusing to provide him with the sex he was owed. I vaguely recall that story.
Yeah, this was the guy with the expensive car who's mad that he couldn't get the women he wanted. I remember. remember watching MTV with Dennis Rodman, and they had like one of the VJs out there with Dennis Rodman. They were trying to pick up chicks and get them to go in this particular sort of love bus that they had, and none of the women wanted to go in to Dennis Rodman's van. They weren't going to do it on camera. I don't know if they would have done it off camera.
There's more on the way here. 855-450-free like freedom. You want to comment on the incel so-called rebellion? It's Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquet, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books farms and delivered straight to your mom so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cuts out the middleman, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter code FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. That's Books.com, BOUQS.com. And remember, code FTL saves an extra 15%.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-FREE. 450-3733 or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm. Plus, Mother's Day is, well, pretty much right around the corner. We're less than 2 weeks away from it, I believe, at this point. And that means you need to be deciding what you want to do, and we recommend books. In fact, we had some of the books in here last night, did a bit of a detailed after show about it. So if you want to hear a lot about books, tune into our podcast from last night, our archive from last night over at freetalklive.com. But it is Mother's Day coming up, and that means it's Books Day. It's short for bouquets, and these flowers are booking awesome. Moms don't want online sweatshop flowers that wilt in 2 days. Your mother deserves flowers from the Books. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano, which means that they produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. You can show your mom how much you care by sending her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today, and you can get 15% off when you enter code FTL, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, over at BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. That's Books.com. Mark, did you bring the flowers home to Laura?
Yes, she put them in a vase right away, and thinks they're great.
Very nice.
Yep, it's really nice arrangement, that's for sure.
Books.com with code FTL. We're talking about Incel. A group of gentlemen that will probably not be using Books, but they should because they still have mothers. Don't be so heartless as to not even send your mom some flowers. Incel being a group of men that call themselves involuntarily celibate.
I want to ask Melanie a question here. What do you think about the idea of sending a woman flowers whom you really do, who doesn't know who you are very well? Just like, I think you're pretty...
I would need more situational data than that, because there are situations in which that would be entirely appropriate, but if we're talking about just, like, randomly sending flowers to a woman you don't know, that's kind of creepy. Talking about, like, your coworker's mom or somebody died, and so you sent her, like,
oh, no, I'm not talking about
flowers
that.
Or something
I'm talking
like that.
About
that's fine.
A romantic overture towards a person that you don't know very well.
Would the person, the female recipient, would she, when seeing your name on the card, recognize you? Like, oh, I know who this person is, or not know at all?
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
That's why she's saying the situation.
Oh, yeah, so not knowing at all, that's totally creepy. If you just, like, send anonymous flowers, don't do that, it's creepy.
Okay. But, like, if she were to recognize you as somebody in her class at school or a coworker at work, what would that be, you know, how do you answer that?
Yeah, like random guy in your class.
So, with the caveat of I didn't really hang out with people at school, so yeah. I would not have known them at all. See, not knowing someone very well can mean a lot of things.
Random guy from work, then. You've worked
same
places.
Same thing.
Yeah, but you work places.
They see you.
Right, I've worked, but that doesn't mean I've hung out with people at work.
We're not talking about you hung out with this person.
Right, but so that means I don't know them at all. So, yeah, that can be creepy. So, see... Whether it's justified or unjustified, women are always afraid that you're going to kill them. So if you do things that indicate that you want a thing in a place where she can't necessarily protect herself, because in school you can't carry in most places, and at work there's weird restrictions, like, just talk to them instead.
Okay. I would agree that talking to them is a good idea. I think that there are people who, you know, think that, well, it's a good time to make this overture, and that this might be a way to make the overture. I'm not suggesting one do that with Books here, although I'm sure they'd be happy to take your money and send some flowers to whomever you'd like.
And you can make a message on the little card.
You're probably not going to ask, how well do you know this person? Let's do the immigration background check quiz on you to make sure you know them well enough. Like, I don't think companies are doing that.
I think it's kind of creepy, and I've got to say this. I did this in school. Okay, so
you sent flowers to somebody?
What, school being college or school being...
High school. I think it was... I was 15.
You went to
prison
after high school.
I wouldn't expect a 15-year-old to know those kind of subtleties.
Did it work?
No. I became very good friends with her and probably could get a hold of her if I had to.
Also known as no.
So it didn't work.
I lived at her house for a while.
Did you sleep with her?
No.
Okay.
So also known as no.
The answer is no.
If I apply to a job and they don't hire me, but I find out they have good products, then my resume fails.
Indeed. Indeed, that's the case. But I didn't. I suppose that if I had kept it up long enough and showed interest over a long enough period of time, a level of commitment, mm-hmm. then perhaps that would have made a difference. I don't know the answer. But it was probably the fact that I was an atheist that was the issue.
Flowers ain't gonna fix that.
No.
So, back to the story here from Vox. This is about the incelibate, or involuntarily celibate people calling themselves incel. Some calling themselves an incel rebellion, or beta male uprising. The killer that ran down close to a dozen people, well, I guess he killed 10, and I think hurt like another 15 or so on top of that, in Toronto recently. Apparently, he had been... Well, I guess he thought of Elliot Rodger as a hero. So Elliot Rodger is the guy who in 2014 killed 6 and wounded 14 in a shooting spree after justifying his actions in a manifesto because he was mad about women refusing to have sex with him, and he believed he was owed that. The man has become a hero to many incels. The Toronto perpetrator praised him as the, quote, supreme gentleman, unquote, which is a term the California shooter coined for himself in his Facebook posts. Only a tiny percentage.
Well, this is pretty creepy.
Yeah, only a tiny percentage of incels seem willing to turn to violence or terrorism, and the movement isn't a threat on the level of an Al Qaeda or ISIS. But it's a new kind of danger, a testament to the power of online communities to radicalize frustrated young men based on their most personal and painful grievances.
The first thing I thought of when I heard this was, if they'd legalize prostitution,
this would help.
This would help.
Yes.
But I'm not sure that I believe that. For one, this guy's in Toronto, where prostitution
is semi-legal there.
Is, yeah. You know, certainly less illegal than it is in the United States.
Right.
I couldn't claim anything about Los Angeles where this other guy was, but...
It's not legal in Los Angeles.
You know, I mean, I can say that prostitution is more legal in Sarasota, Florida, where you and I are from, than it is here in New Hampshire.
Why?
Because in Florida, they have all kinds of massage studios and...
just because there isn't a massage parlor right
that's
here.
That's like saying weed is more legal based on how many dealers you knew. Like,
yeah.
That's not...
Mark, you can have sex for money in New Hampshire as long as it's recorded on video and you have the intention to distribute it. It's legal.
Sure. I could go to a bar, proposition a woman, mm-hmm. and say, hey, I have $200 if you'll have sex with me as long as it's videotaped.
Yep.
Then, you know, which makes it that much harder to proposition a woman for money. For,
that's true.
I mean, I suppose you could just put out ads and do interviews. It's probably a better idea than going to bars and, you know, working on your alcoholism. I don't know. But I'm just saying that in Sarasota, Florida, and Bradenton, yep. Florida, you can drive down Tamiami Trail,
sure.
and you will have a whole variety of places you can pull into and get the job done relatively quickly.
There's also like 10 times the population in Sarasota County.
I'm not saying okay. Sarasota's better than New Hampshire. You insane.
I'm not saying you're saying that. I'm just telling you it's 10 times the population, so of course you're going to see more
things. There should
like
be a
that.
Tenth of those places here, and they're not.
Well, we don't even live in a big city here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450. There may not
here.
Be enough business for it, Mark.
They would run them out of business in a heartbeat, and they've said so multiple times.
Call things. Who's they? There's more coming up here.
The
Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And with you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
So, let's see, we were talking about these incel folks, the involuntarily celibates. And we're going to get back into that coming up here in moments. But I also want to make sure you know about Liberty.menu. Whether you're selling sensual massage or whatever it is that is your business, you can go get listed over at Liberty.menu. It is a tool for liberty-minded folks, people who reject the initiation of force and agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. You can put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and get as many listings as you need. So whatever different entrepreneurial activities you're involved in, whatever businesses you have, you can create entries at liberty.menu and get your map points on their global map. It's not just for people in certain areas. It's for the entire world. Anybody who loves freedom is welcome to list their stuff over at liberty.menu, their services, their products. If you're an events creator, if you're a digital content creator, there's categories for you as well. So go to liberty.menu. It is free to use. It's free to list. It's free to search. You can use it. It's great. Liberty.menu. As we continue here, Mark making the argument, and very passionately, sounds like something you really cared about down in Florida. Mark, did you spend a lot of time in these sensual massage parlors?
I see that.
This is mean, Ian.
Yeah.
He seems to know a lot about them.
No, what my concern is that you will hear anything that, you know, compares New Hampshire to anything, and here it is an insult, right?
No, it's not an insult. It's just you're making the claim that it is more legal to do prostitution in Florida than it is in New Hampshire, and you're basing that claim off the fact that there are more, apparently, more of these what you call jack shacks, places that market themselves as a massage parlor.
I didn't call them that on the air, by the way.
Yeah.
I called them sensual massage studios.
Usually the word sensual in front of massage is the determining factor, right?
Yep.
And so you're saying there are more of them there than there are in New Hampshire. You're saying even per capita there are more than, so therefore prostitution's more legal. And I'm not going to deny that there are more of them there than there are here. I wouldn't deny that at all. But that doesn't mean that prostitution isn't happening or that prostitution is more legal in Florida.
Look, people tell me there's a heroin epidemic going on in Keene, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I drive around Keene, New Hampshire.
You've never seen a discarded needle?
I haven't seen a discarded needle, and if I did, I probably wouldn't pay attention to it because sometimes there's garbage on the side of the road or the street. So because these things don't confront me in my day-to-day life, and prostitution does not, I don't think about these things.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't look into that particular area.
Might you have higher quality people in New Hampshire than in whatever city that was?
Well, it could be, but chances really are that the government would just run them out of business. If you wanted to open a sensual massage studio and bring in, you know, some gals that would be willing to give sensual massages for money, which usually involves some kind of happy ending, from what I hear, the people that I've heard people admit to going to these places,
uh-huh.
and every one of them says, "Oh yeah, that's exactly what happens there," right? Whatever, I'm sure that they would have customers. You would be run out of business within 3 weeks. That's my bet.
All right, and you're saying that based on something you said off the air, which is that a former cop told you that.
That and also a zoning board member told me that. Two zoning board members told me that in my town, too.
All right, let's go to Shmee in New York. But that doesn't mean you wouldn't get arrested for prostitution in Florida, Mark. Go ahead, Shmee, you're on Free Talk Live.
I disagree with what Mark's saying about New Hampshire. I think he needs to chill out. He's been getting a little pissed off lately, and that's not good.
He does have a real problem with anger.
Yeah,
there's definitely
he's a really bad temper.
Maybe he needs to stop by one of those Jack Shacks.
Yeah, that'll
take
help.
The edge off.
His face is all red. Look at his face. Looks like a tomato.
Yeah, I'm a drunkard. What do you want from me?
Yeah, doesn't look good with your haircut either.
All right, Shmee, do you have anything else?
Nah, that's about it, bud.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. So toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like
what
freedom.
Color, color hair does a red face go with?
We know somebody who was here in New Hampshire who was a professional prostitute.
Yes, I met her.
And she was an individual who marketed herself on then Craigslist. Now, of course, we know Craigslist has taken down their personal section entirely because they're afraid of the federal government and a new potential law that I don't know what the status of it is, but it was supposedly going to Trump's desk for a possible signature that would put some very severe restrictions on internet content on websites where users can generate content that might involve potentially offers for prostitution. And so, you know, there's definitely prostitution going on, but yeah, it may be a little bit more underground. It may be that the market is too small to justify opening a physical location, or maybe you're right, in many of these New England towns, they would be never given the permit in the first place. Although here in Keene, they did have a porn shop.
Maybe I should retract the statement and say prostitution is more available where I'm from than New Hampshire.
At least that you're aware of.
Well, advertisement indicates availability, doesn't it? I mean, I don't know. As a person driving down the street, and that's all I've done in these places, in these two different places, and lots of other places, I can read, signs, and I have a general idea when I look at these signs in these places that, you know, what's going on. So
either way, the incel folks, I do agree with your initial statement, Mark, that I think prostitution being legal should reduce some of this sexual frustration from these males who are claiming they just can't get laid and they're mad about it.
But this guy was in Toronto, and supposedly it's pretty easy there.
In all of Canada.
We just interviewed a prostitute from Toronto not too long ago.
That's right, when we were at Anarchapulco. So back to the story here from Vox.com. The Facebook post, situates the attack as extremist and terrorist, says J.M. Berger, an expert at the International Center for Counterterrorism in The Hague. Quote, misogyny isn't new and ideological misogyny isn't new. Having a distinct movement that is primarily defined by misogyny is fairly novel. he says. Now, when we talk about incels, we're not talking about all men who aren't having sex. Instead, we're talking about a specific subculture of people in various internet forums, subreddits like r/braincells, the cruel troll chat forum 4chan, and dedicated websites like incels.me. Beyond their shared frustration with not having sex, the incel community is not monolithic. Many of them are simply sad
and
lonely men.
You can't say it. The chances are that your life mate is not going to kick your door open and do you at your computer.
Odds are very slim of that
right.
happening.
So you got to get out and meet people. And if, either work at something you're very interested in and, maybe the right guy will come along who's interested in the same thing,
mm-hmm.
or, find something that women tend to be interested in and do that thing. I don't know if it's yoga. I can tell you when I went to hot yoga classes in Sarasota, Florida, I was one of a couple few guys in there.
And the others were gay.
And the other two, two of the four were gay, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just me and some other guy, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't go because of that, because that's creepy, mind you. You're going to have to prove yourself going to the yoga class. You can't just show up one time and suddenly they throw a sun salutation right on you, right?
Okay.
At some point or another, you got to be in the club. And then it starts making a difference.
Many of them are simply sad and lonely men suffering from extreme social anxiety or deep depression.
I hear that's everybody who's between the ages of 15 and 25 now.
Some of these moderate incels actively police the extremists in their midst. In a sympathetic 2015 profile, The Washington Post's Caitlin Dewey reported that some incel forums were set up to automatically delete any posts referring to the California shooter. But many incels have a much more sinister and specific worldview, one that the Southern Poverty Law Center sees as part of a dangerous trend toward male radicalization.
They think everything's obvious. That's like a non-statement.
Yeah, the Southern Poverty Law Center.
It's like saying among people who get groceries at grocery stores, like, okay, I mean.
Basically, they've got a pretty tight criteria, and they really, people they really sort of hate. And it has to do with men, libertarians, some gun owners.
Human beings, whatever.
The toll-free number here, if you want to comment on incels, the involuntarily celibate people, some of whom are very, very angry, and maybe lashing out with violence, like the man who mowed down a street full of people with a van recently in Toronto. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to join us on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to kick you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests. You've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Are you an incel? Somebody who is so-called involuntarily celibate. Apparently this is a thing on the internet, and the recent murderer in Toronto who ran down 24 people on a sidewalk, killing 10 of them, apparently identified as one of these incel, maybe one of the more violent incels, and maybe the violent ones are only a small portion of them, but Vox.com has the story. We're going to continue with that. With you in the studio, by the way, tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
As we continue here, don't forget you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you like Free Talk Live and what we do here, then please, you can back up the show for $5 a month with the AMP program and get cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials our normal podcast does, and then also there's the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only chat rooms on our Discord chat, and more. Go and get all the details. You can get signed up with credit card, with PayPal, and also Bitcoin Core over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com as we go to Ruddy on the line and Bullhead, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Ruddy.
Rudy, how you doing?
Oh, Rudy. Hey there.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, couple things.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about this site called Men Going Their Own Way.
MGTOW.
The answer to that is We Hunted the Mammoth. And
the
that
what?
Is a fantastic site. Yeah, We Hunted the Mammoth.
Okay.
And you go there, and there's actually a brand-new article about Chris Cantwell on there.
So is this a MGTOW site, this We Hunted the Mammoth?
No, it is a opposite MGTOW.
Okay, okay.
It's look how ridiculous these guys are.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You got to go there. A good place, you didn't know the definition of incel. There's a site called Angry White Men, and it has the best dictionary of the alt-right I've ever seen, and it's really thorough.
Now, is everybody who's a MGTOW right wing?
Yeah, definitely. They're anti-woman. You know, women, they don't need to vote. They don't even need a job. They need to make kids. That kind of, you know.
But,
right. It's the
so they're claiming to be right wing, but complaining about the lack of promiscuity in the population is very definitively left wing.
what Mark was saying about how they're not going to come to your door, I've got this theory, and it's just a theory. Granted, I'm pushing 70, but it seems like there's this whole generation, you know, 15, 20 years of people that grew up on video games, and they didn't get out there and you know, want to talk to that girl and follow.
I have the same theory.
Yeah, it's true. They don't have any interpersonal interactions. They don't. No, you got to get out there and you got to stumble and fall and find out what works and get confidence, and that's how you get to be a social being. You know, you and I don't think they did that. I don't think they had. I don't know. They like to call women names, and that's not the way you're going to get somebody to like you.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you're either going to get the attention of women with your, you know, looks, or you're going to get it with your personality. In theory, you're going to get it with both. But, you know, if you haven't spent any time developing a personality, and I'm, you know, maybe you've got one, maybe we just don't know what it is because you don't spend any time showing your personality mm-hmm. to other people. If you don't broadcast your personality in any way, shape, or form, don't expect it to draw people in.
Every man remembers the first time that they got up the guts to go up to that girl.
Indeed.
But there was a mind, life-changing thing. I mean, it's a big deal.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was at a comic book store. I was 15 years old. This gal was 17. I asked her out, and she said yes.
How about that? Had you ever talked to her before?
I had talked to her, but I didn't know really what to talk to her about, and yeah. She didn't really talk back. Like, she would answer right. questions, but not much. So, like, she was shy. I mean, what did, yeah. you know, she's a girl who reads comics, for right. God's sake. She's pretty.
A rare creature back then.
Very rare creature. In my today. World, this is the unicorn,
Grail,
right?
Yep.
but in her world, she's the bottom of the totem pole in her junior year of high school.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Really good advice. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I don't know if I buy the idea that, I mean, maybe it's true. Again, I don't know anything about these communities. I just heard about MGTOW for the first time within the last 6 months and this incel thing just this weekend. I think it was actually during Vincent's show, Questioning Authorities, when it came up on the weekend on LRN.FM. But, I mean, it would seem to me that experience of kind of growing up on video games, always staying indoors, only doing these sort of insular things.
Because your parents are afraid that you're going to be abducted.
It would seem that would apply as much to lefties than it would righties. I mean, so, you know, I mean, there must be a bunch of lefties who've also played video games and are also very, very, you know, awkward.
Yeah, I have no clue. His claim was that they were the alt-right, and I would not be able to make that claim one way or the other.
The left isn't necessarily demanding inconsistent things. So the left,
they're not.
Well, they are, but not in this area. Okay. So let's completely redact that previous statement. But so the left is not demanding a completely inconsistent woman. The left is not demanding, I want a traditional woman who sleeps around.
Mm.
That is a contradiction of terms, and that's kind of what these people are demanding. If they're claiming to be right wing, they want somebody who's traditional, but also they just want to sleep around with traditional women. That doesn't
they
make any sense.
They want something they can't possibly even have.
They want something that doesn't can't exist
yeah.
by its own terms.
Correct.
You could, if you want traditional women, you can go on dating sites or do the mail order, you know, thing. You know, look,
right, but you can't randomly get laid, which is what they're complaining about not being able to do with.
I don't know what
they want. Like, they want a steady supply of virgins, seemingly. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Maybe that's what you're hearing here. That's not what I'm hearing. What I'm hearing is somebody who doesn't even understand how to begin a conversation with a woman. I mean, that's what you got to do, gentlemen. Like, it's the talking parts that get the other parts where they want to go, okay? You got to have a conversation. And maybe you're not good at it. I know how you get good at it. You start.
All right, so here's more about these incels. According to Vox.com, they post obsessively about so-called Chads, meaning sexually successful, not hanging Chads, but Chad the man,
okay.
Sexually successful and attractive men. And they also post about Stacy's, attractive, promiscuous women who sleep with the Chads. Both are positioned as unattainable. The Chad is the masculine ideal. One that incel men cannot emulate for reasons of poor genetics, they say.
While it's not poor genetics. I've got this to say also. So, you know, there was a time in my life when I had a lot of extra time.
Yeah.
I was in prison,
mm-hmm.
and a friend of mine was a very my roommate was a very good looking guy who was really built, and he seemed like he was a Chad. There's no doubt about it. I had been in prison for 2 or 3 years at that point, and he said, "Why don't you come and work out with me?"
Yeah,
and I'm like, "Okay," and he showed me how to work out.
Right.
And I continued to do it.
And you put on muscle. And
five, six, seven, 8 years. I don't know how long I did it. But I put on, I came into prison at 127 pounds. I was probably about 140, 145 at the time that he and I chatted. I maxed out at 192. And then when I went to work release, I lost a lot of weight because I was mowing lawns. I was ripped, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm out in the sun and those kind of things. And I went down to 178. And so, I mean, you can see the kind of weight that I put on. And that is something that is available to everybody who's crying into their keyboard right now. And it'll probably help take care of some of this anxiety and depression that you're talking about, too. Exercise.
Exercise is one of the things they recommend for depressed people.
Helps mild to moderate depression.
Yeah.
It can really help this. Yes, if you have severe depression, medication may be your only hope, but exercise can't hurt.
Getting out there, for sure. Like you said, I mean, you can definitely improve
your
appearance.
So it's not genetics.
Yeah, so if your complaint is that someone is doing better than you in the marketplace of whatever it is you're looking for, then do better.
It's almost like they want to have success without having to compete.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
that's
like,
exactly what they want. They want a busload of cheerleaders to kick their door in and drag them out of their house by their hair and drive them away in the school bus or whatever it is that they want.
And then are complaining then about the promiscuous woman when their complaint is, I can't get laid, but it annoys me that promiscuous women exist.
Right. They want one, but also they don't like them or something.
So maybe that's why you can't get laid, is because you hate people who might be willing to do that.
Right, and if you want a traditional woman who's going to have traditional values surrounding sexuality and monogamy, you need to go where traditional women go. And mind you, these are easy gals to meet if you have that mindset, right? Like, churches are full of them.
Single women.
Single, attractive, value-based women. If that's what you want, that's where they're at.
But many of them may not let you have sex with them until a certain point.
They're going to need a high level of commitment.
All right, there's more coming up here. 855-450 free like freedom. Are you one of the incels? And what's the difference between them and MGTOW?
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.